Here's your check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. While North Canaan may be among those designated as a hotspot community, it will remain at Phase 3. However, free COVID testing will be offered. First Selectman Charles Perotti and Interim Region 1 Superintendent Lisa Carter were invited to a State Department of Public Health meeting last week for representatives of all the towns that are either in the orange or red zone as a result of the recent increases. One of the recommendations made during the meeting was towns experiencing an uptick in cases should provide additional testing to capture any asymptomatic individuals. North Canaan has scheduled a drive-through testing event for November 9th from 10 until 2 p.m. at the Town Hall parking lot. You need to register by tomorrow, 860-496-6479. The Sharon Women's Club is collecting items for Ella's Food Closet for Election Day, November 3rd. Take bags of non-perishable food items, especially canned goods, for Thanksgiving, paper products, cleaning supplies, personal care items, all unexpired and unopened, to the Sharon Center School when you vote. They thank you in advance. Region 1 Business Manager Sam Herrick told the ABC committee he's been in contact with Precision Human Resources of Middletown, discussing the possibility of the company providing custodial services for Region 1. Herrick has spoken of the need to hire substitute custodians who would fill in at the region's schools when needed. He said PHS specializes in recruitment of custodians. No decision was made. Four Columbia County fire companies responded to a structure fire on Saturday morning at Schweitzer Maldit International, commonly known as Ankrum Paper Mill. At about 8:54 in the morning, 911 sent Ankrum and Taconic Fire Companies to the mill on Route 82. A baghouse is an air pollution control device and dust collector that removes particles or gases when released from commercial processes. That was on fire. When Ankrum firefighters arrived on the scene, they reported working structure fire, requested mutual aid assistance from Copake and Hillsdale Fire Companies. Livingston Fire Department was also placed on standby. Legal questions in Region 1. The question whether the Kent Board of Education should be a signatory on the Regional Middle School Athletic Agreement will be put before an attorney during this week's meeting of the Middle School Athletic and Activities Committee, available on the CATV6 website, which is a website that is at vimeo.com/Robinhood Radio TV. Chairman David Alkin of Salisbury said the document should be signed for the 21-22 school year. The agreement provides details how Region 1 six elementary schools will participate in the program. Last year, the boards approved the plan that has middle school students playing sports with students from other regions rather than long-standing tradition of competing with just Region 1 schools. It was supposed to start this fall, but was postponed due to the pandemic. The Kent Board voted to participate on a limited basis. Malcolm Mandy Thompson and Douglas Cahill, both of Sharon, agreed Kent should be a signer on that document. The All-Boards Chair Committee agreed to recommend to the Region 1 Board of Education a request from Lisa Carter to hire an Ed Advance $4,000 to provide human resource services. The total would be broken down to $400 a day or $200 per half day. Carter said the cost could be covered through savings. She spoke of the need for increased assistance during the ABC meeting this week, saying school regions now have to deal with such things as fingerprinting, background checks, severance pay, unemployment compensation, and certification. Registrar of Voters Association of Connecticut has noted all registrars of voters' offices in the state will be open to participate in a statewide voter registration session today from 9 to 5. The sessions will only be for all those who turned 18, became a U.S. citizen, or moved to Connecticut since October 27th of this year. The session also is open to members of the Armed Forces and former Armed Forces, members who have been discharged within the calendar year. Call the local registrar's office for details, or call Sue Larson of the State Association at 860-644-2511, extension 275. The personal information of over 37 clients of Connecticut welfare programs may have been compromised in a possible data breach of personal health information. The Department of Social Services reported forensic reviews found no evidence of personal information was disclosed, but the agency is offering free identity theft protection services as a precautionary measure. If you're going to New York, you're going to need to take a COVID test first. That's right. New York is scrapping its weekly list of states from where visitors had to quarantine and instead implementing a new COVID-19 testing system for all travelers outside contiguous states. Governor Cuomo announced the change on Saturday, saying rigorous testing standard is a better way to control the virus spread in New York. If you're visiting from a non-contiguous state, a person wants to visit New York, or if a resident left New York for more than 24 hours and wants to return, they must first take a COVID test that proves they are negative within 3 days prior to their arrival. Arriving in New York, when a visitor or resident returns to the state, even after a negative test before arrival, they have to quarantine for 3 days. Then on the fourth day, they need to take another COVID test. If it's negative, they can be released from quarantine. If not, they have to fulfill a 14-day quarantine. The Sharon Green Committee is scheduled a meeting for this afternoon at 4 o'clock in Salisbury, the Board of Selectmen meeting at 5 o'clock, and Inland Wetlands Conservation Commission meets at 6:30. In Amenia, the town board has a special town board meeting. That happens at the first floor, town hall at 5:30. Pursuant to the executive order issued by the governor and due to the public health and safety concerns of COVID-19, the town board will be conducting the special town board meeting via telephonic conferencing and in person. The special town board meeting will commence at 5:30. Village of Millerton workshop meeting will be held tonight at 6 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education meeting tonight at 6:30. It is a Zoom meeting. That information at the Region 1 website. Town of Pine Plains, the town board has a budget meeting. That budget meeting is coming up tonight at 7 p.m. In Cornwall at 7:30, the Agricultural Advisory Committee has a meeting scheduled, and the Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. It's a virtual meeting. To participate, go to the website of Sheffield and get all the information. Meanwhile, coming up tomorrow, a meeting of the Board of Assessors of Sheffield. A virtual meeting is set for 9 o'clock in the morning. St. John's Lutheran Church Election Day Luncheon at the Ankrum Firehouse is being held. Chili and cornbread, $4. Hot turkey sandwich, $8. Cold turkey sandwich, $5. Homemade desserts, $3. Beverages, $1. Takeouts only available. Contact the Ankrum Firehouse at 518-329-2922. No reservations. First come, first serve. The Falls Village Board of Education has a meeting scheduled for tomorrow at 6 p.m. In Cornwall at 7 o'clock, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a Zoom meeting, and the Board of Selectmen has a meeting at 7:30. The Board of Education at Kent Center School regular meeting will be Wednesday at 5 p.m. Dover Town Board meeting special meeting will be Wednesday at the Town Hall. Will call the meeting to order. Town of Stanford, notes from the supervisor. November 5th, bingo will be at the rec center. Stay in your car, play bingo hosted by the Dutchess County and Town. Seniors from Stanfordville and sister town of Pine Plains are invited. The event will begin at 1. Stay tuned out for more details. Sharon Parks and Recreation is meeting on Thursday. That meeting is set for 6 p.m. Sharon Board of Recreation and Youth meeting is included in that meeting. You can celebrate Veterans Day on Saturday, November 7th. The Pine Plains American Legion Post and Pine Plains VFW Post celebrating, which falls on Wednesday early this year, on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the American Legion Hall 9 North Main Street in Pine Plains. There'll be a guest speaker to be announced along with veterans-related readings. Students from Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School plan to be present, dressed in different military garb from throughout U.S. history. So you can celebrate Veterans Day on Saturday the 7th. The community is invited, though asked to respect social distancing protocols and wear face masks due to the pandemic. An art opening at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon by Karen Lesage is happening on November 7th from 3 until 5 p.m. Also on the 7th in Cornwall, at 3 to 4, Fresh Air book signing by Jackie Schiller at the Wish House. On Saturday, the South Armenia Church, continuing their popular annual autumn event, providing takeout from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Parish Hall, South Armenia Road. In addition to the charcoal roasted roast beef, the menu includes mixed salad, rolls, baked potatoes, green beans, and homemade desserts. $15 for takeout meals. Reservations are requested at 845-789-1206 or 845-877-3939. The pumpkin trail at the Sharon Audubon Center is going to be running through November the 8th, sunrise to sunset. Families are come to walk around the grounds at 325 Cornwall Bridge Road in Sharon and view carved and decorated entries. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 26,501.60, NASDAQ at 10,911.59, and the S&P 500 at 3269.96. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.